Hey guys, I got a special deal for you, our listeners, from our new sponsor, Audible.com. That's right, if you go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate, you can get set up with a free 30-day trial of their service that'll give you a free audiobook. The best part of that, you can cancel at any time, including during that trial period, and keep that free book that you got. Doing so not only gets you a free audiobook, but it helps the show out tremendously. You can select any audiobook you want, including Ready Player One, a futuristic story on the possible future of VR, or Extra Lives, a piece on why video games are art and important to our daily lives. So go do it, audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. Once again, the book is yours to keep or stay with Audible and keep getting books every single month. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. So go get your free book.
All right, Joe, I'm going to be honest with you here. I'm not looking forward to this review with you. I have a feeling we're going to be arguing quite a bit, except for Assassin's Creed 2. Assassin's Creed Origins, because fuck that. Seriously. there's someone here that I feel like we're going to disagree quite a bit on. Like, not saying that that's par for the course. That's not unusual for this show, I should say. But, it seems like you felt very differently on this one than I did.
Yeah, I felt very highly about Ubisoft's show. As far as I'm concerned, it's easily the best third-party conference of the year.
It's better than EA, I'll give you that.
And, you know, better even than, like, definitely better than the Microsoft show, I felt.
Okay, I will give you that, too. All right, so let's get right into it. Conspicuous by her absence, Aisha Taylor, not here.
No, because I guess they had a different celebrity in mind when it came time for Just Dance, and I guess they didn't want to pay two people at once, so.
Yeah, oh, well. I was kind of thinking it was like the guest that they brought out for the first segment, because I don't know if they wanted her talking to him, but we'll get to that in a second. we start with after a montage, we get some scenes of Rabbids interacting with Mario items. And are you a fan of Rabbids, Joe?
The thing with Rabbids is when they first came out on the original Wii, they were fun. You know, they're a fun offshoot of, you know, Rayman, I believe.
Yeah, they were a Rayman thing, weren't they? Yeah, they've kind of turned into the Minions, where some people don't even realize they're part of the game.
They were just kind of like this little, they were just this fun offshoot, and they've always been funny, but like as soon as they gained popularity and gained traction, all of a sudden there were like a million Rabbids games, and it's like, all right, you just kind of start ignoring them. But you know, at face value, the Rabbids are fine. I have no problem with Rabbids.
I hate the Rabbids. Just throwing that out there. I don't like them. They're dumb. I will fight with anyone who says they're cute, because they're not. Get out of here. So out comes, and I'm going to need your help to pronounce this, Yves Guillemot.
Not even close.
Okay, what is it?
Yves Guillemot.
Yves Guillemot. Yeah. Co-founder and CEO of Ubisoft, of course. What else would it be? It's not Bethesda.
What if he was? just doing him a solid.
We're taking over. They spray paint Ubisoft in the back. this is where I kind of miss Aisha Taylor right off the bat, as English is not his first language, but he's doing his best. And he's like, we've always wondered, he starts off with, people have always wondered what would happen if our Rabbids were in the world of Mario. Disagree.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the people at Ubisoft wondered that. Yeah. That's about it.
So, I wonder what happens if our Rabbids made lots of money. So he's like, so he comes to talk about, and it's the name of the game is Rabbids plus Mario.
Mario plus Rabbids, sir.
Oh, of course.
Come on, who's going to get top billing in this game, really?
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Even if it's a Ubisoft game, they're not getting top billing in this.
Oh yeah, that's for damn sure, and I will agree 100% with that. he brings out I was happy to see him. Shigeru Miyamoto,
one's ever unhappy to see Shigeru Miyamoto.
Well, maybe the guys at Star Fox, but yeah.
Every time I see that man, my heart swells like 3 sizes.
So he comes out and he's got a gun. Oh, he's the Mega Buster. Don't
worry. It's like the most WCW entrance ever. Just comes out from like a fog machine.
He comes out and he he's hamming it up. And then he comes out, he brings out this Mega Buster that looks, it's essentially a Mega Buster where it looks except in the shape of a bullet bill. And then I realize we have 2 people on stage who have trouble speaking English to cut a 10-minute English promo. This will be interesting. Yeah. then they bring out a Mega Buster that looks like a Mario, an old school Mario level to the other guy. And they then have like a weird standoff, even though it's clear that none of the busters can shoot anything. Like, and everyone's like, go shoot him. And like, it doesn't do anything.
It was kind of adorable.
Yeah. Oh, and my favorite part of this whole conference is when Ubisoft guy was like, he said we can do anything as long as it's not a platformer. Or as Shigeru calls them, a jumping game. Which is like, which is funny. It's like, all right, you can use Mario, but if you have him do platforming, you're done. Like, I like to think he came at him like the Godfather with that. So we go to the game. And at first, they're losing me a lot because it feels like 5 minutes of running around.
Yeah, at first I was like, uh-oh.
And then we realize it's XCOM.
It's a fucking XCOM game. And I'm like, what, excuse me?
Like, this, it's surreal. It is like, because number one, and I can't stress how weird, and I feel weird saying it's weird, but Mario with a gun is so weird for me.
Mario points a gun at someone and shoots it dead, Malcolm.
It's like,
I was like, what?
Blows it up. Like, and it's not like that. It's not something you do in a Rabbids game. It's not something you do in a Mario game. It's
so out of left field.
Yeah, which I guess is what Mario tends to do sometimes, but still. And, you know, they move around. It's surprisingly tactical to its credit.
Yeah, it's turn-based tactics. I mean, it looks fucking good.
It could be good. I don't know if I'll ever buy it just because of the Rabbids, but, you know, I'll give them credit. It goes in a direction I wasn't freaking expecting.
Yeah, like this stuff, like assets for this game leaked, have been leaked for a while, but no one knew what the game would actually be. They just kind of saw the art, and everyone's like, who knows what the fuck this actually is. But then they come out and like, check out our Nintendo XCOM game. What? Fucking excuse me? The game, I mean, the Rabbids shit aside, like, this game looks fucking solid. Like, this game looks like it's actually going to be pretty good.
And this is coming to Switch, right?
Yeah, obviously, this is going to be a Switch exclusive game.
Well, you never
game.
Know. It could be a 2D thing now.
coming to PS4.
It's coming to 2DS. Exclusive.
August 29th.
Like, it's still weird to me, no matter how good it's going to be. Like, seeing Mario with a fucking gun shooting things dead is like, granted, it's not GTA, but it's still weird. but at the same time, I will give him credit. Like, you know, I won't pick on you if you get this game, obviously. I won't pick on you if you get any game, really. Except for maybe, well, E.T. is a collector's edition. I can play. But, you know, it looks like they actually did something. They did something. So,
yeah, they came up with a crazy idea. And from the looks of it, it's going to actually turn out pretty well.
And don't get me wrong, every time I saw any cutscene with the Rabbids, I wanted to throw the TV out the window. But, you know.
Oh, come on.
I don't like them, Joe.
Rabbit and Peach taking selfies of herself was like, pretty good.
Yeah, Ubisoft, no, it did not.
Going up to regular Peach and thinking, psh, being all sassy. That was good stuff. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. Ubisoft is going to be making that Mario money, so good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was a tremendous start to their show.
It was very awkward at points, but aside from that, yeah, the game itself was interesting.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the game immediately got a very positive response. So I think that's good.
Well, so you're fun. We'll just agree. We'll just say that they are riding high off momentum. So you want a really good game that people aren't at all bored with to carry on that momentum. So of course we go right to Assassin's Creed Origins, which me and Joe went into a big detail on this one in the Microsoft conference. So just to sum up, it's a game that starts off looking cool, but when you actually watch the gameplay, it then suddenly turns into every Assassin's Creed ever. So,
yeah.
With a lot of stuff taken from other games, too. But, yeah, sure. It sure is a game that's coming out on October 27th. and then the one part I will talk about, they do this weird thing where they check in with home base, which is like this guy with two other people that are playing Assassin's Creed on another TV, and then we get a video of the TV, but it's dark and hard to see. And he's like, tune in for more of that. I'm like,
why?
Hard pass for my
friend. Oh, man. That was like, I can't imagine showing a game in the worst possible light, both literally and figuratively, than what they did for that brief segment there. It's like, yeah, off screen, off center, fucking over their shoulder with terrible glare and like completely dark. It's like, whose idea was that?
Oh, something I didn't talk to you about the Microsoft concert or Microsoft conference that I thought was funny when it was brought up. At the beginning of it, the main character is on top of the pyramid where it's like back when it was like super, super smooth. And for a dramatic flair, he slides down it. Here's a question. How do you get up there?
I don't know.
How did it, like, unless there was like a ladder hidden off camera, I don't know. But anyway, speaking of keeping that momentum going strong, Crew 2, or what? And essentially the goal in this one seems to be you're going to be the king of motorsports. And yeah, as planes, boats, motorcycles, and you use these to get social media points until you're the king of motorsports. Joe, are you excited about this one at all?
I mean, it's definitely a better approach than the original game, which was like this stupid ass revenge story. It's like, oh, it's a dark and gritty revenge story that just happens to be about car racing. And it was whack. I did not like that original game at all. This just being about a dude who wants to be the best at racing things. All right, sure. I can get behind that. Just get the fucking nonsense out of the way and let me fucking drive some cool shit. And you know, adding
things like no one ever would,
and you know, adding shit like boats and planes is definitely unexpected. And it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. This is actually something I might be interested in checking out, which I did not expect after the original game, and the original announcement of this game, before they showed any of the story stuff. So we'll see. I think I'm actually a little more interested in this than Need for Speed Payback. So, yeah, so this is coming 2018, though. This isn't this year. This will be early 2018.
Okay. So from here, one of the directors comes out to talk, and this is where you realize why they hired Aisha Taylor all those years in a row, because a lot of them have difficulty speaking English, and which results in them talking really, really slow to make sure all the words get across. And the downfall of that is it slows down the conference as they're trying to explain to you in intricate detail about their game. So it slows down a little bit. We get like another quick trailer and we get an announcement they're going to be doing beta access. So you can go to their site and sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, okay, let's get those hype levels back up. We show South Park, The Fractured But Whole.
Tee-hee-hee.
I write down here, I simply write down, already sold, just moving on. Sadly, this is also coming out on October 17th.
God damn it.
No, the more I think about it, the more I'm going to think we should do a show on, like, what games are worth it in October. My God. Like, because I do want South Park. I feel
the answer is probably all of them, Malcolm, but that's the real tragedy, is that they're all probably going to be pretty good.
They are. Then the moment of this conference, and I mean huh in a good way, as Elijah Wood is on the TV.
Hey.
And he's like, hey, hello, friends. I have produced a video game. And it's apparently this weird experiment where using VR, they can transfer experience or trauma into your head. You can experience it. And you have these guys dressed up as doctors. I doubt they're real doctors, but and they're like,
probably not. No,
you know, explain it to you. Like what you're feeling, you're completely safe. It just feels real. And then they look really uncomfortable. It looks like a interesting horror type of experience where that's coming out spring 2018. But yeah
I wish it is. I just wish there was more to what they showed, because I still don't know exactly what it is.
That was a common theme with some of these VR games. Like you know it's a VR game, but you're not sure how the VR works in this game. Like in a lot of ways, Sony would be most guilty of this later on. But 2018, I hope it's interesting. And I'm happy to see that VR, like one of the concerns I had when they announced PlayStation VR was that it would be like Virtual Boy or PlayStation Mover. It was just a gimmick that was supported for a cup of coffee and that's it.
Yeah.
But no, it looks like people are really, really doing their best to make this a thing. So that's
yeah,
cool.
And somehow I forgot to mention this during the Microsoft show, but yeah, VR being completely absent from that conference, even though when they announced the stupid thing initially, saying that, oh yeah, VR is going to be totally compatible with the Xbox One X, and then not talking about VR at all during their show was a glaring omission.
And Mr. Guillemont is out again, and the more he talks, the more he sounds like an Austin Powers villain.
Hey man, you leave that man alone.
I'm sure he's like the sweetest guy ever, but it's
that
like,
man is a sweetheart.
He's like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And now we get the you done fucked up Den of Thieves or Sea of Thieves. You done fucked up, just like I did just then.
Ironically.
As Ubisoft then announces a brand new game. By brand new, I mean basically they took the best part of Assassin's Creed 4 and just made a game out of it. And it's called Skull and Bones. And
it's a dope-ass name for their pirate game.
It is. Actually, that almost sounded like it rhymed, right? Dope-ass name for your pirates game. Oh, that works. I'm not certain if this is entirely multiplayer, if it'll have a single-player aspect, but what they showed us, it was multiplayer. Essentially, you're controlling the ship, and you can team up with other players to form a fleet. And you take out other ships, get their gold. You can then use the gold to improve your ships. Now, where it takes it a step further than, say, Sea of Thieves, is there's a whole strategy that you can do in terms of your ship. Now, as far as what I've seen from Sea of Thieves, which I still want to say Den of Thieves for whatever reason. Sea of Thieves is like your ship is your ship. Like I haven't noticed like any way to customize it or
upgrade it.
Yeah, or upgrade it, especially with this one. Like your ship is essentially a class. Like you can like focus on armor and make ramming your primary way of doing damage. You can focus on the side cannons. You could focus on ways to make yourself faster to make you strike better. Like there's more strategy at the very least with the gunfighting and what have you.
Yeah.
So a little bit more involved, comes out 2018 in fall.
Yeah. So this one's still a ways off. This is a good 15 months away. At least
some interesting omissions. Like there's a scene where they like break down a ship enough that the other ship can like jump the ship and take them out. But that's a cutscene, so there's no word. I don't know for sure if it's like Assassin's Creed 4 where you can leave the ship and search for treasure. If you can, then game over for Sea of Thieves. But from the most part, it just looks like you're on the ship at all times. Like,
yeah.
So, and on top of that, it's very nice. Look, it's definitely better looking and more detailed than Sea of Thieves, which is a cartoony game in its defense.
Yeah. I mean, that's the difference in art styles, but. But yeah, for what they're going is for more forward for the realistic look, and the game it looks really fucking good from what they showed. You know, whether it'll actually ship looking that good. We know Ubisoft has a bit of a habit of showing us really nice looking games, and then the game comes out and it looks a little not as looks a little bit less good. Watch Dogs looking at you. But yeah, this is highly promising. This looks really good.
Yeah. And at the end, we see another trailer that reveals krakens and sea yes. monsters are a thing.
The fuck? I was like, holy shit.
So that is interesting.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. So that, and they announced that there's a beta you could sign up for. So there you go. All right. So moving on there, we just get, we have cast the course guests get the obligatory Just Dance segment where, as Joe alluded to, there's yeah. quite a few actual singers and dancers there who are actually performing to their credit. They're not lip syncing or anything yeah. like that.
We got to see a panda dab in the middle of the stage. It was great.
Oh, man. And so...
Man, that game, you know, they announced, you know, I forget what the performer, or the singer that came out to perform was, but she announced, you know, the game's coming to all platforms. And, you know, they listed the platforms underneath, you know, as a graphic overlay. One of the systems is the original Wii, so that, there you go. For 2017, we're still getting Wii games. God bless you, Just Dance.
Oh, man. Just Dance will be out in October. And then we get a surprise announcement as there's another South Park game coming.
Yeah.
South Park Phone Destroyer, which I don't know if you looked at the lower part of the screen, but it looked like cards. So I think this is a card game.
Finally, another free-to-play card game.
And this is coming out in 2017. So it's very interesting. Like, you see characters from the first game. You see characters that will be in the upcoming game. You also see aliens, cowboys, and various other things that I'm worried that it'd be flagged if I mentioned on here. So, interesting. Okay. I mean, it's South Park. It looks... I'll play it. And then, Joe, we witness history.
Do we?
We're witnessing the evolution of DLC, or what it could be.
or what people tried to do before.
As we witness Starlink Battle for Atlantis from Ubisoft Toronto, it's powered by Snowdrop, which I write down here. But it's essentially using spaceships as you're given a toy spaceship. You fix it on your controller. Like, we saw it on the Switch controller. We saw
the Joy-Cons.
We saw it on the PS4 controller, and of course, we saw it on the Xbox One controller. Like, you actually put the fucking ship on top of it. And in gameplay, you could switch out the turrets for different turrets, and it'll update it in the game. Like, if you have lasers and you need flames, you can put flame turrets on there, and it'll adjust so that you can take out the enemy. You can adjust everything from the pilot, because there was an action figure for the pilot. The ship. And all the extra guns and what have you. Like, this will either be a tremendous waste of money, or this is going to be the next big thing, I feel.
It's definitely a risky approach, the whole Toys to Life thing, because, you know, I feel we're definitely on the we're at the tail end of three different franchises for that kind of thing, or two, you know, with, you know, Disney Infinity was basically shut down earlier this year. We had... You know, Lego Dimensions, it feels like, is tapering off. Skylanders is not nearly as big as it used to be. Yeah, so it's very interesting to see someone else say, you know what, let's make some toys for this game. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting approach. But, I mean, the game itself looks pretty fun.
I will give them points because something people don't consider when with these Toys to Life, like, I could see someone taking off the ship of the off the controller and just playing with it and just pretending like this. You could actually like do that with, as opposed to Skylanders or Infinity or any of those games where it's just essentially a statue.
Yeah. I mean, they're great looking toys too. The ships look great as well. So, we'll just see how essential, getting a large collection of toys is to playing this game. Because I'm, like, it'd be fine if there's, like, a starter kit and maybe, like, two other things that you can buy or whatever. I think that might be okay. But if it's, like, here's a collection of 30 different ships and 50 different accessories to attach them.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that might be a harder sell. But the game itself looks pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like a good, almost like Stardust level of ship game where you're just flying around the planet killing things.
Yeah.
And... this is the point where I get annoyed with seeing Ubisoft shown all over the place. At that point, I'm just like, you know, what other kind of, who else is producing it at this point? Come on. I mean, it's on the back of the screen at all times. Come on. Anyway, we go to Steep, as
surprise appearance, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I was believe it or not, even though I used it in a prediction, as soon as I saw it, I was like, did that come out?
It did.
They essentially come out to announce the new DLC, which is Road to the Olympics, which puts up a bunch of ways to place many different kinds of winter sports.
Olympic events, yeah. It's actually a pretty smart approach, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that actually might be a weird. That feels like that might actually invigorate people or get people interested in actually buying that game, which they definitely did not initially.
We then go to Far Cry 5, where mm-hmm. we get a bit of an extended demo, helping me get my 1 point for this one, as we get a demo/trailer showing off your friends and how messed up this town is, as we see, like, routinely, like, deeply religious guys hauling off innocent people out into the streets and sacrificing them. It's really dark. Then we get Dan Hay, who is famous on the show for us brown beating him for that comment. We actually made two games. Like, no, you made freaking multiplayer for one game. We get those characters we get introduced to, by the way, in the trailer sets up is Grace Armstrong, who's essentially the sniper/gun-for-hire. You get Boomer the dog, where I swear to God, if something happens to him, I'm going to lose it. But he's actually pretty cool. He'll not only attack enemies, but he'll grab their guns and bring them to you.
Which is great.
It is really great. Then we get Nick Rye, who is the pilot. And then we get Optimus Prime. No, we get a co-op where they're driving the Optimus Prime truck from the movies. And we see that dogfights are in the game, as there's like airplane-to-airplane combat and what have you as well. And it's a pretty brutal game. So that's Far Cry 5, and I'm guessing that's coming out 2017 as well?
Far Cry 5, it's February. It's February 28th.
Oh, thank God. All right.
Yeah, they've got a firm date for it. I forget what it is exactly. It's February something.
All right. Excellent, excellent. All right. So this is the part where me and Joe are probably going to disagree quite a bit.
Mm.
As we're at the end of the show, and this was Joe's highlight in many way of this one, so...
I would say everyone's highlight.
Okay. So do you want to start with your point here, or do you want to like talk about this trailer first, and then I'll give you my counterpoint, or do you want me to start here?
Well, no. I mean, I guess I'll just say that I totally ate shit on this one, because I predicted that this game would be non-existent, basically.
But it's a happy eating shit.
I'm happy to eat this particular bunch of shit.
so bring it up here in case people don't know what we're talking about here. Definitely go see this trailer, number one, as it starts off with we don't know what's going on, we don't know what the game is, when we go to this Chinese place, and inside we see a monkey and it's talking to a humanoid pig, which...
at which point people immediately are like, guys, 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 guys.
We then get this humorous scene where they're making a deal where the monkey pretty much gypped the pig, who sends like a bunch of minions after him. And the monkey, as well as his partner, fly through traffic and escape all the stuff, to which they link up with their main group, and they see... they use the item that they use to find out information of home, or a place that's free, a place beyond. As in, yes, folks, this is Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is actually a prequel. So Beyond Good and Evil Before the Storm, then. So, Joe, why don't you tell me how happy this made you before I go into my issue?
Man, I can't believe that you have any negative thing to say about this. I can't imagine anyone having anything bad to say about this game. Cause I mean, everything about it, I mean, they like pretty much right after as Michelle Ancel, the creator, came out to talk about it. The game is, despite how, like, what, 8 years ago since they initially revealed it?
9 years. Yeah, even more if you consider that the first game was announced as part of a trilogy.
The original game came out 16 years ago. And this sequel was announced damn near a decade ago. And from the looks of it, from the original reveal of Beyond Good and Evil 2, this is going to be a very different game from what they originally planned. So they are actually, despite it being so long ago that the original revealed it, this is very early in development. That's why we didn't get a date for it. You can sign up for some crazy thing where it's like, yeah, come participate in the early stages of development. It's like, oh boy, hopefully, I don't know if we'll get this game before the year 2020, but, it's very great to see that the game is finally making some real headway. Man alive, that game looked incredible, Malcolm. I don't know what you're on. Please, by all means, what have you got to say about this? All
right. Okay, well, here's the thing. So we see that trailer, and then they have, like, the two directors, and they're like, yes, we did it. Folks, we're doing it. Don't worry. And then Guillermo comes out again, and he congratulates them, and he says, I can't. You guys hung in there. You guys believed, and you did it. You did it. And then the entire team, I feel like, comes onto the stage, and they're like, "I did it. We must. I did it. We did it."
Well, no, that was the end of the show. That was developers.
Okay.
That was like developers from like all across Ubisoft. That wasn't like, here's our studio making this one game. They did that last year too, where they're like, let's bring everybody up to kind of like and applaud the work that they're doing for all these games. But yeah, like seeing Michelle and Sal come out and like tear up that this fucking thing is actually finally happening for real was such a great moment. I was like, oh man, this actually, like, this is a rare warm and fuzzy moment in this horribly jaded industry.
That being said,
Jesus Christ.
And I just want to, if you're happy about, I'm not saying you can't be happy about
it. Yeah, what are your actual issues with the actual thing rather than this weird, than the stuff surrounding the actual trailer?
So it's not like this was a new announcement. This game was technically announced like 16 years ago, but let's just go with the 2008 E3 announcement, where I just want to stress, from that trailer to now, Last Guardian was not only announced, but released.
Yes.
And in that time, we went from getting a teaser trailer to 9 years later, we have a trailer. Like, at one point, you said, Ed, I don't know how you can look at this game and da-da-da. We haven't seen the game. We didn't see any gameplay footage. All we saw was a trailer. We saw like a movie trailer at best. We didn't see any of the game in action. We didn't get a release window, year, or date.
Uh-huh. And remind me, Malcolm, what was your reaction when they showed off Final Fantasy VII Remake or those other games that they revealed 2 years ago that we still haven't seen anything from again?
Emphasis on 2 years ago, not 16. But I had a genuine reaction. And you know what else we had within a year of that time? Gameplay footage. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, we can come back to this point a year from now then, Malcolm.
If we get it a year from now, great. Awesome. But the fact that we waited 9 years for an official trailer and not even gameplay footage, I feel like we should be a little annoyed with and just be giving this game a pass. Like, if it took 9 years to get like an actual reveal trailer, how long is it going to be before we get gameplay footage?
I feel like you're being jaded for the sake of being jaded. Like, what are your actual issues with the game itself, though? Like,
there is no, what do you, like, what no do you think issues of the actual, with the game, because like, there is like, no game.
Like, I feel like you're not actually talking about what the fucking trailer showed. What do you think of what you actually saw here?
What did it show? Like,
it was a 3-minute video.
Like, I don't know if this is a top down. I don't know if it's Zelda. I don't know if this is a side scrolling shooter. I don't know what.
Yeah, Malcolm, it's gonna be a side scrolling shooter for some.
It might be. They said they're taking the game in a different direction, didn't they?
Malcolm, do you like the fucking trailer or not?
It was a good trailer. It'd be a great trailer for a movie. I don't know how the game's gonna be though.
I feel like you're giving this game a weirdly hard time that you would not give other trailers. But okay.
No, I think you're giving it a pass. If a game was announced 9 years ago and they didn't give you gameplay footage, a trailer, or anything else, you'd be ripping it apart right now. But because it's Beyond Good and Evil, it's like, oh, this is awesome. Super pass. Awesome.
It is awesome, Malcolm. You're just devoid of happiness and a soul.
I have happiness. The fact that Last Guardian, as much shit as you gave that game for as long as it took, not only was able to give us not gameplay footage, a trailer, and what, and the actual freaking game, in the
which was not a good game, by the way.
But it still came out. Same with, And yet with this game, the fact that it took them as long as it took them to release the game, it took them longer to release a trailer with no gameplay footage or release date in sight. It's just like, yeah, it's going to come event. We're essentially where we were 8 years ago, where we know it's coming. We don't know when, but it's going to look prettier this time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy 15 was our game of the year last year. Yeah. FYI.
Yeah, it was. And you know what they did? They didn't take 9 years to give us a trailer. We had a demo within that time. We had a freaking window, too. We had gameplay footage uh-huh. like literally right off the bat with Final Fantasy.
Yes, and then it became a different game completely, like this one did.
Not completely. It was always an action game. It was always not going to be like a turn-based combat thing. It was always hack and slash. It
feels like you're picking and choosing.
No, I feel like you're giving it a pass.
Yeah, it feels like maybe you should.
You're giving it a pass.
Maybe you should play Beyond Good and Evil, because I don't think you did.
Oh, back on PS1?
PS2, bitch.
Yeah, okay. Hey, maybe when I have a kid, we'll finally have a gameplay trailer. I can show the kid, hey, you know, the first game came out 20 years ago. You know, this game was announced 20 years ago, and we're just now seeing what happens when you press left on the stick.
I feel like you're missing the point of this game looking really nice and good and with interesting characters. And
we don't know what the game looks like. We know what the cinema scenes look like. I don't know what the in-game product looks. We don't know anything. We did not see gameplay footage. We don't know how it looks.
It looks good, as you saw in that trailer.
Giving it that pass. Make this a poll on Twitter if anyone would vote on it. But, you know, like, everyone is losing their mind. Like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Ubisoft won E3. Okay, let's slow down. They basically announced that it's still a thing. That's it.
You're a damn shame. I feel bad for you.
Uh-huh. So I'm guessing this was your favorite conference.
to this point, yes. This is absolutely the best conference of the show.
I thought it was all right. No, I thought it was all right.
Between Mario and Rabbids being completely, like, not what anybody expected and looking like an actually good game, like, the Crew 2 being, again, like, oh, this game looks like it might not actually suck and actually has a decent
score. That's not what you said. Just because it's not a Quest or Revenge doesn't mean it's not going to suck.
Well, I mean, sure, yes, but it looks, it's promising. It is promising to be better than the original by a long shot.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here.
No, Skull and Bones, it looks outrageously good. Starlink looks interesting, even though, like, I'm still not sold on the Toys to Life thing, but the gameplay looks fine. Looks fun. You know, Transference could be fucking weird. Like, it, top to bottom, I feel like, yeah, this was, like maybe I don't care for Just Dance or whatever, but top to bottom, otherwise, like, it was a good show. I didn't feel like there were any weak points to it.
Well, there were definitely weak points to it, but aside from, I'm not saying it was a bad show. Like, just because I'm not saying Year of Dreams 3 doesn't mean it was a bad show. I thought it was a very solid show. Like, I thought the actual game creators talking dragged on, and Assassin's Creed, you know, I understand it being there, but at the same time, I thought they could have just cut it and it would have been fine. I mean, but they announced some interesting properties. Some of the stuff looks good. It was nice to see Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Apparently not.
I feel like we should have gotten more. Apparently within,
we should have just canceled the fucking game.
It's been 16 years. You could have had 3 Beyond Good and Evils by now instead of the one. But essentially they came out and said, hey, don't worry, it's coming. It's like, it's been 9 years, people should have said. And we're like, what have they given us, really? Aside from a nice-looking trailer. Which you can
just cancel every game that takes longer than 5 years to make. What?
Oh, give me a break. It's been 3 times the year. It's been 16 years, Joe. Come on.
Okay.
I feel like if this was any other game, you'd be ripping it apart right now.
Why would I do that?
Because that's what you do, Joe. I hate to break it to you. All right. So you liked it. I thought it was a solid show. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying, like, that's the thing. Like, I thought everyone, for the most part, had a solid show. Well, yeah. But for the most part, everybody had a solid show this year. I don't feel like we had that freaking, grand slam home run that we've had in previous ones. But most people have had a solid show. This was a solid show. I feel people gave Beyond Good and Evil 2 more credit than it deserved, but it was still good that it was there. Mm. It was a very pleasant surprise. It was one of those, like thing you say is going to happen every year, but it doesn't happen. And then the 1 year you give up, there it is. It's like, yeah, oh, awesome. All right, so you're giving it a 10 out of 10. I will give it an 8.5.
Sure.
All right, folks. That does it for this episode of the Firmware Update as we looked at E3. We thank you so much for joining us. If you liked what you heard, you can find us on all your favorite apps. Apps for podcasts, for instance, on your Apple device, just go to the podcast app, and there we are. Hit the subscribe button, and we come at you every time we have a new episode. And on top of that, if you give us a 5-star review with a written piece of business, we appreciate it. If you're on an Android device, don't worry. We're on such apps as Stitcher Radio and Pocket Cast, and we'll be coming out on more stuff in the future. If you'd rather just download us straight up, head to our website, thefirmup.com, where you not only get articles written by Joe, but you also get every episode as they come out with a direct-to-download link. On top of that, you can follow us on Twitter, at PSMouth for me, at Wants23 for Joe. And if you follow the show, at thefirmup, you can find every single episode as they come, as well as all the latest news and whatnot from various sources. So we always keep you up to date on what's going on in the industry. And if you want to write into the show about anything, including a chance to be on our mailbag episodes, just mail to mailbag@thefirmup.com. That's mailbag@thefirmup.com. And if you want to take advantage about with that Audible deal we're offering, just go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. Joe, is there anything else I'm forgetting?
No, sir.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you for sticking with us. We will see you next time.
Adios.